I wasn't sure how much longer I'd had him down. Might have been 30 seconds, might have been a minute and a half. But I saw a flash of furious green light and looked up to see Deidre coming down the hillside toward me on her hair and three limbs, one leg bound up in white bandages. She had 20 or 30 tongueless soldier types with her, and her glowing eyes burned with verdant fury like a pair of spotlights. She focused on me for half a second, hissed like a furious alley cat, and screamed, "Father!" Crap. I grabbed Nicodemus by the shirt and pitched him over the side, into the black waters of the lake. He went down with hardly a splash, his dark clothing making him all but invisible an instant after he hit the water. I scanned the bottom of the boat frantically. There, the key. I scooped it up and jammed it into the ignition.
"Don't shoot!"
Deidre screamed.
"You might hit my father!"
She bounded into the air, all that writhing hair folding back into a single, shark-like swimming tail as she dove and hit the water with barely a splash. I turned the key. The old boat's engine coughed and wheezed. "Come on," I breathed. "Come on." If I didn't get this boat moving before Deidre found her daddy, game over. She'd order her soldiers to open fire. I'd have to raise a shield to stop the bullets, and once I did that, the already wonky engine would sure as hell never get moving. I'd be stuck, and it would only be a matter of time before a combination of weariness, mounting pain, numbers of attackers, and wrathful daughter took me down. Deidre surfaced, cast a glance around to orient herself, and dove into the featureless darkness again. The engine caught, and then turned over drunkenly.
"Booyah!"
I screamed. Then I remembered that I hadn't untied the boat. I lunged awkwardly up to the front and untied the rope, very much aware of all the guns pointing at me. The boat came free. I pushed off the pole, and the vessel began to sluggishly turn. I hobbled back to the steering wheel, cranked it around, and gave the engine some power. The boat throbbed and then roared and began to gather speed. Deirdre surfaced maybe 20 feet in front of me, carrying her father. Before she even looked around, she screamed,
"Kill him! Shoot him! Shoot him!"
Cheerfully, I swerved the boat right at her. Something thumped hard against the hull. I hoped for some kind of lawnmower-like sound from the propellers, but I didn't get one. Gunfire erupted from the shore, meanwhile, and it wasn't blinded by bright lights or hurried or panicked. It started ripping the boat to splinters all around me. I started shouting curse words and crouched down. Bullets hit my duster. For several seconds, the range was pretty close, at least for the military-grade weapons they were using. And while the duster was up to the chore of stopping those rounds, it wasn't any fun to experience. My back got hit with half a dozen major league fastballs over the next few seconds, and cold water washed over my feet, and half a minute later over my ankles. Double crap. The engines were making really odd noises. My back protested when I turned to look. It was damn dark out there on the lake as I got farther and farther from shore, but the disappearing form of the island was being blotted by a lot of black smoke coming out of the boat's engine. The pain blocks were falling now. I was hurting a lot. The water in the bottom of the boat was up to the bottom of my calves now, and there were three searchlights coming toward me from the direction of the island. They'd sent out pursuit boats. "This just isn't fair," I muttered to myself. I gave the engine all the power I could, but from the way it was rattling around, that was more or less a formality. It wasn't going to last long, and it was sinking in any case. I knew that if I went into the water, I'd have about 4 or 5 minutes to live, given the temperature. I also knew that I had to get past the stone reefs around the islands, the ones Rosanna had needed the beacon light to navigate through. Nothing for it but to keep going. I was struck by a sudden thought. Bob the Skull was going to be crushed that he missed this one, a genuine pirate adventure. I started singing, "Blow the Man Down" at the top of my lungs.